Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
B-Pod Studios.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Free Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred, much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, since no one has been able to watch any of the NCAA tournament, and since we need some joy in our lives, we have doing a quasi-bracket of our best bits. And, Rich, what do we have for the people today?
Well, let's meet one of our favorites, a gentleman that unfortunately we met during a crisis with one of our own show members. When young Nick went down and was found naked and covered in his own poo.
Yeah, he was covered in feces. He was naked and covered in gigantic amounts of feces.
There was a saint that had to look over him as he stayed at this gentleman's house for a good while. Make sure that he kept him safe, fed, and Nick had a little bell that rang. And we got to meet the man, the myth, the legend. Let's go to the tape, Mr. Mark Jamelli.
You are a dick. You have dick tendencies.
All right, so we were thinking Mark Jamelli is such a star, and he's obviously a huge fan of cooking. In fact, a young Sick Nicholas has told us that his father, just like, that's all he did, like, growing up, is he would just, like, make food constantly.
Well, we didn't know this was happening, but we had him on the phone a couple weeks ago. He said that he had been waking up at, what, like, 3:30 every morning for, like, the previous 4 days, trying to get ready enough meatballs that he was making for St. Anthony's Feast.
But, Rich, we brainstormed. We had several ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But we landed upon one thing. And that was, he certainly is an expert, it would seem, on making meatballs. I mean, everyone loves his meatballs. We know that. We know his recipe. But what does he feel about other people's meatballs? So young Nicholas went out and got some meatballs from various places. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Mark Jamelli tries them and rates them. So, and then he will judge them, if I can say so.
Well, yeah, he'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
What's your name?
Mark Jamelli.
So how are you?
I'm doing great tonight. How are you?
All right. So already he's fired up. He knows he's getting on the radio.
Mark Jamelli.
And by the way, this is indeed from the recliner.
No.
Well,
this is from the recliner.
And there's a reason, and it's not cute. The reason that he's from the recliner is my idea was that they would go out to eat and that his dad would try different dishes and fawn all over them.
Okay.
And Nick said it will be way better if he can be in his recliner.
Because that's his happy place. And why would you take him out of his happy place? That,
like, he'll be like 1,000 times more comfortable.
Right. Messy, though, eating in a recliner.
It's like interviewing John Gruden in the middle of a grocery store or interviewing him in the film room. Where's the happy place?
I mean, there's people that base jump off of buildings that are, you know, 85 stories high and they're comfortable.
Sure.
I mean, do you think he gets dirty eating food on the recliner?
It's my mistake. I apologize.
I mean, he puts a huge, like, checkered bib on.
Tucks it right in the collar. Yep.
All right.
What's your name?
Machiavelli.
So, how are you?
I'm doing great tonight. How are you?
I'm good. So, a fan of the show actually made T-shirts saying, I sit on a recliner. What do you think about that?
Well, I sleep in a recliner.
Yeah, there you go, Nick.
Get it straight, kid.
Well, I mean, if you're holding a shirt.
He's looking at
it. It's not in Russian. So, yeah, a guy, and I thanked him on Instagram. He mailed me some shirts, and he told me he was going to do it. So if you want to see the shirt and you want to see the guy who made it, because I want to give him credit, it's at Fred Toucher on Instagram.
I live in a recliner. I think it was fantastic. It actually had a Manhattan glass on the front of it, too.
You like the shirt?
I love the shirt. It's perfect.
Are you going to wear it every day?
I'm going to wear it every holiday.
Have you had your Manhattan?
It's his Christmas sweater.
I just like that. His vocal range changes, like, out of nowhere.
But he gets excited.
Gonna wear it every holiday.
Holiday?
Have you had your Manhattan yet?
I've had my usual dosage, yes.
Okay, good. How many Manhattans have you had?
The world knows I have one at 3 and one at 4.
They just happen to be 2 liters big.
Jesus, Junior, get it right.
That must be one hell of a Manhattan if he's nursing that thing for an hour. That sounds like that's coming in like one of those German steins.
Right before the news.
You have a lot of friends in the North End, right?
I do. I made over 1,000 meatballs, I told you, for the feast.
Oh, well, by the way, how was the feast? How did it go?
There wasn't a meatball left.
That was like his Bitcoin.
That's North End Bitcoin.
He's paying meatball.
Yeah, I like it.
Right. He's like, you know, it's an underground currency.
What's your worth in meatballs?
Over a thousand.
I got 1,000 meatballs.
Yes, I told you that he made 1,000 meatballs.
I understand that, but I started thinking, now, it sounds to me like he's not selling these meatballs.
No, he gives them.
Do you know how much 1,000 meatballs would cost to make?
Not when you know a guy.
Right. I wonder how much it costs for him to make 1,000. And like, how do you transport that many meatballs?
I told you, he probably has like 2 giant buckets.
Like an army of guys in like Sergio Tacchini tracksuits.
And they just carry these huge buckets of meatballs. And then he just puts them on a card table. And go, have a meatball. Yeah, it goes swish, swish, swish.
You can hear him walk from a block away.
I envisioned Fila, but you're good.
All the meatballs were gone.
They were gone by 1 o'clock Sunday. So I had enough for Thursday night, Friday, Saturday. By 1 o'clock Saturday, Sunday afternoon, all the meatballs were gone. To a marching band, to the kids that were marching in the parade.
Would you fling them at them?
He's Meatball Santa.
Like the kids marching in the parade. What, did you have a slingshot?
It's like Mardi Gras off a float, you know, tossing the meatballs into the crowd.
Like the tuba.
Instead of like beads.
Yeah. Just throw meatballs.
That's right. And everyone's like, yo, thank you.
Like he sees a tuba player and just sinks one.
Yeah, from throw me something, mister.
2 points.
Can you imagine that to the people in the band?
Meatballs. Yeah. If you play that some more, that's 2 meatballs for you.
I mean, that's great. The big parade's going on. It's just like fastball after fastball.
Or he just stands, or he just starts marching with them in like an Animal House with a big bucket of them. He starts leading them. He leads them right to his table. Everybody, I want my meatballs. I'm going to wear my shirt on a holiday.
To all the old people that, you know, really can't afford the stands, we just handed out a lot of meatballs.
You have a lot of friends here, obviously.
I do.
Who's the guy that's...
We don't ask who in this neighborhood.
That's... Mm-hmm. Marcimelli, very connected.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the lazy boy people. The lazy boy truck comes
to the lazy boy mafia.
No, just the truck comes to the town. When I was a kid, I used to go to get the lazy boy truck and have a heist.
It's the Jim Montanza heist.
Exactly. Mark, you kept your mouth shut about the meatball scam. Here's something for you. It's off a truck. We don't ask about people around here. Okay, Mark. Yeah. You're quite the gangster. I do. I'm like the godfather. People come by the recliner. I have one request for you. First of all, have a meatball. Could you make some peppers and some sausage?
He's the reclined father.
Yeah. I fought into this thing.
Can you tell me about the guy that sits in the middle of the street with no shirt on?
Yes, he's getting a tan.
Which one?
Which street corner?
We actually have a guy in our neighborhood that just sits in a chair in his lawn. And he's orange as hell.
Okay, so he just sits there and tan, but does he do it in the middle of the street?
No, because it's not like that. I'm sure he would. Like, even in, like, remember in Brighton, there's just dudes that are just, like, in the street. What are you doing? In Everett, people sleep.
Just, like, sleeping. They got a thumbs up from Bird.
Yeah, and they're not, like, on the ground like hobos. They just, like, you know, they get tuckered out in their folding chair.
Yes, he's getting a tan. He's got a perfect tan over most of his body.
What's his name?
And I would know. The showers.
What's his name?
I can't give that information up.
That's right. Mr. Jamelli, very connected.
Is it because I'll get whacked?
Well, one never knows, does one?
So, I worked very hard.
Okay.
My God,
I think he's doing like the eyebrows. Yeah, he is. One never knows.
Yeah. Al Capone Jamelli.
Godfather Jamelli.
Fredo Jamelli. Nicholas, come in the rowboat.
So, I worked very hard today, and I brought you meatballs from three different locations, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking at them. Yeah.
How exciting.
Finally, we get to the good stuff.
All right,
here we go.
I can just see him massaging his hands. Yeah. Did you see that?
I'm looking at him.
I'm waiting for it.
Dan said this should be a new segment called Reclining Playbook.
That's right.
Yeah. Looking at him.
I'm going to say it again. You know he just took a napkin and just shoved it in his shirt. Yeah. And he's just like, I'm ready to go. Right,
I imagine his fingers just like moving in the air. I'm looking at him.
I'm looking at him. You know, he might be a little cynical because they're not his.
Yeah.
He's very proud, but we'll see.
Three different locations, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking at him. Yeah.
How excited are you right now?
Very excited.
You love meatballs, right?
It's my meal of choice.
One of these meatballs is from an authentic Italian restaurant in the North End.
Okay.
And the other two are not.
All right.
So why don't we go with meatball number one? Why don't you go over there and give it a try? So what do you think about that meatball?
Good texture.
Okay.
Nice flavor.
Okay.
Good sauce.
All right, great.
Just smacking.
Smackaroo.
How else he's tasting wine. He's got it in his hand. He's smelling it.
Right. He listens to shakes it behind his ear.
Do you see how the sauce is dripping down my hand? It's got a good texture to it.
I like it this way. It's not too spicy.
What did you not like about the meatball?
Well, I don't believe it's from an Italian restaurant because it's very small and very round. And when people are making meatballs, as I do, in the above.
Already, just like comparing.
You know, in high school, you had a Letterman jacket that just said meatball in the back.
Or just, you know, where they put like the sport you played instead of a little football in the middle of your deal? Yeah. It's just a meatball.
But every year he lettered, so he had three meatballs if you were junior and senior.
He made the varsity as a sophomore.
Okay, so three meatballs on the jacket.
They wouldn't let me play as a freshman.
Meatballs, as I do. In the abundance, you don't have time to make them so perfect. But these are very good tasting.
Okay, great. So between one and five, how many recliners do you give that meatball?
I'd give it a 4.
Ooh. A 4 out of 5.
Ooh. I would. All right.
Okay, let's move on to meatball number 2.
It's very large, yep. About the size of a baseball.
Okay.
You know the number one ingredients in meatballs.
What's that?
Love. You got to put a lot of love in it when you make the meatball.
So what do you really I don't want me to try it. Now you really don't. You make a hole in it. You got to put a lot of love in it.
That's such a dad thing to say. That's such a
dad. What are you doing?
So you're turning something really nice and making it very, very randy, and I'm not a big fan of that.
Well, you got to put love in a meatball. That was my Aerosmith song.
Putting love in a meatball.
Putting love in a meatball. Heating it up while I'm going down.
How many times do you think he said that in his life?
Oh, God. I think I'm going to guess, in all seriousness, about 90% of his conversations involve making meatballs. Be like, you know, did you hear that about this op-ed piece in the New York Times? Did you hear about... Yeah, I was walking by the newsstand. I just bought a bunch of ground meat.
Okay.
You know the number one ingredients in meatballs.
What's that?
Love. You gotta put a lot of love in it when you make the meatball.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what are your dislikes when it comes to that meatball?
You can never dislike a meatball. I know that this is the one from an Italian restaurant.
Oh, I see that you...
I'm dipping the bread.
Yeah, you got bread.
I'm cleansing my palate.
In his context?
Yes, he's cleansing his palate. Bread?
You can never dislike a meatball. Okay.
No. No, it's like a good buddy. I wonder if he just like goes outside with a big meatball and has his arm around it. We couldn't afford a My Buddy when I was a kid, so Mom just gave me a big meatball. I used to play catch with it.
Good bread. I'd give it 3 recliners.
Oh, he thinks the one from the Italian restaurant is 3 recliners.
Mm-hmm. Not as good as whatever the first one was.
Interesting.
Which is
right.
4 recliners.
Mm-hmm. All right, and why don't we go to meatball number 3. What do you think of the texture and the sauce?
Is this a meatball or a marble, for God's sake?
You don't like it?
No. Doesn't make me happy.
It's the Darth Vader of eating meatball.
Doesn't make me happy.
Doesn't make me happy. It's uh-oh. Sad.
That's bad.
I'm not going to put love in this meatball.
No. I got one tear running down my face.
I would give that 2 recliners. Yeah.
You're very disappointed by that meatball.
Yes, I am.
You think that's a crappy meatball?
I think that meatball sucks.
You love meatballs, right?
I love meatballs.
You love meatballs, right?
I love meatballs. You gotta put a lot of love in it when you make some... I love meatballs. I love meatballs.
All the meatballs were gone.
All right, do we know what the 3 meatballs
are? Yeah, what's the big reveal?
I do.
The big reveal is that because Nick didn't want like any companies to get angry.
Oh, so right.
But I will say that the first one, because it was the one he liked the most, was indeed from a fast food restaurant. Shout out to Subway for kicking Mark Jamelli's ass. By the way, Subway meatball sandwiches rule.
They're good.
They rule.
Yeah, they're good.
So Mark Jamelli approved with the Subway meatball,
more
even
recliners.
Better than the real Northwest.
Well, with all
recliners.
The problems with Jared, maybe Mark Jamelli is the new face of Subway.
Well, I mean, we know that.
You got to put a lot of love in it when you make the meatball. I love meatballs. I'm looking at them. Yeah. I love meatballs.
I sit on a recliner. What do you think about that?
Well, it's I sleep in a recliner. I love meatballs. All the meatballs were gone. I love meatballs. You gotta put a lot of love in it when you make the meatballs.
Oh, boy.
Is this a meatball or a marble? For God's sake.
Okay, was the one he didn't like from, like, a fast food place?
Or? Yeah. It was from, it's from a pizza place.
Okay, pizza place.
Yeah,
like a national?
Yeah, okay. Pizza place. He did not like that, but he loved Subway's meatballs.
Yeah.
Loved them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
I love meatballs. Yeah.
He's not one of these snobs.
No, he has no problem with that.
Yeah. Is this a meatball or...
Sorry. Is this a meatball or a marble?
Is this a meatball or a hemorrhoid?
No, we don't ask who in this neighborhood.
Yeah. Connected Jamelli.
That's right. Don Jamelli.
Don Jamelli.
So it says, Mark Jamelli available for speaking engagements.
Yeah, but it's like, can you give an inspiring speech? One time, I was given only enough meat to make 5 meatballs, but they wanted 20. So I use breadcrumbs. Now go get them. Oh, Mark Jamelli, you are the best.
Yeah, I'm looking at him. Yeah.
All right. Well, that will be something we have to do in the future as well. Is just, I mean, he's
reclining playbook.
Yeah, he is just so into meatballs. We'll have to find out what else he likes.
What if he had to like review something that was so non-meatball, like Mexican food?
Oh. That's not a bad idea.
Or what about, like, vegan meals?
No, I wouldn't do that to anybody. He's just, what, he's just going to hate it.
I don't want to hear an angry Jamelli.
No, you want something that pleases him.
Sure,
you got to put a lot of love in it when you make the meatball.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect. On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hello, this is Bill Belichick. I want to reach out to you in these uncertain and unprecedented times to let you know that I and the New England Patriots are behind you. We are all in this together. Thank you to our heroic medical professionals, doctors, nurses, medical workers, and others who are selflessly and courageously doing their job to take care of others in need. We have heard your stories and seen some of your great work. You are truly champions and warriors. We are facing a difficult opponent. It will take teamwork, discipline, and commitment to do the right things all the time. That includes staying at home. I encourage everyone to shelter in place for as long as necessary as we fight this virus together. There are plenty of things we cannot do right now, but let's focus on what we can do. We can adapt, we can adjust, and we can make better decisions right now for the betterment of the future. As I tell our team, let's keep stringing good days together, and we will get through this.
98.5, the Sports Sub. We're Toucher and Rich, and I finally have watched the video of Bill Belichick passionately telling you to stay home.
It's almost as if it was written.
There's no Rich, prompter.
You're so cynical.
Next to the camera at all.
You're so cynical, but I did notice the Bon Jovi. The Bon Jovi, it's a box set or a book, but it is prominently displayed.
In his living room. Like, he wants people to see. And by the way, first of all, how ashamed are you that you didn't notice it the first time you watched it, and it was actually listeners who had to point it out to me, and then, of course, now you can't miss it. But the other thing is, the riddle has been solved. It is a Bon Jovi book. But for the name to be displayed, or, like, for you to see it the way it's written, it's not the spine of the book. He displays it sitting up straight. So you're looking at the bottom of the book. So when you walk into his living room, not only does he have all these, you know, like, pictures of his family, but, like, right next to all of that is a propped up book of Bon Jovi's.
So he's basically saying, like, hey, buy this.
Yeah, like,
this is
this
a clandestine effort for you to buy the Jove book.
Right. You know, he tweeted that to his buddy, or, like, you know, sent it to Bonjo. Look what I did for you there.
Like, I've read every dumb rock biography. I have never come across my eyes that there is a Bon Jovi. Maybe it's just, like, a breakdown of the songs.
The songs he didn't write.
Yeah, exactly.
See, when the professional songwriter wrote this one for me, and I made $1 million because of my professional song. Okay, it's called Bon Jovi, When We Were Beautiful is the name of the book.
And then when were you not beautiful, John? You're still beautiful to me.
Well, so, I mean, this is all kicking off a pretty interesting 24 hours for the Patriots, because this morning a story broke that it's nuts. And apparently there's some behind-the-scenes stuff that made it even crazier, as you would expect if you think about the ways and means of how they made this happen. But as we know, we had, you know, the mayor on yesterday, but you've seen it all over the news. Each one of the governors, in order to get protective masks for the hospitals, and they're unbelievably short. As I said yesterday, a friend of mine who's a doctor texted me a photo, and he's wearing, like, one of the ski masks, like ones that you put above your nose if you're going skiing. That's what he has to use, and he works, like, in a hospital. So that can't be the most comforting thing in the world to be the person he's working on and seeing that that's what you're wearing instead. But, I mean, they're in dire need. So the governors have had to bid against each other in order to try to get these masks. The whole thing's been a cluster F, and no one's happy about how it's turned out. Many times, matter of fact, there was an article that came out that they were Massachusetts was outbid three different times, and when they finally won a bid, it ended up that the federal branch came in and took it away from them and basically said, well, okay, no, we're going to take those instead. So they've been pretty much screwed. So I don't know whose idea this was, or I mean, desperate times, obviously desperate measures. So somehow Charlie Baker and his office were able to buy 1.2 million masks from China. And in order to get them over here, like, okay, well, how do you get 1.2 million masks here? Well, that's when RKK, Robert Kraft, steps in and says, well, I've got some airplanes that obviously aren't in use and might not be in use for a while now. We will fly over and pick them up. So I guess the red tape and all of the weird international rules with the coronavirus were pretty insane. Like, I'm not sure if you've read the whole new Wall Street Journal one. Okay.
I have read the new Wall Street Journal one. I mean, just cutting through the red tape is one thing, but getting the plane fitted to make that trip was something else entirely. They had to go to Ohio and land the plane there to update the avionics. They had to land again in Alaska to refuel. And the rule was, because of the transmission of the virus, the plane would land, nobody on board the plane would get off at all, and then the ground crew in Shenzhen had 3 hours to put everything on the plane. It took them 2 hours and 57 minutes. The plane turned right around, took off, and is on its way back. And in a nod to Kraft's love of the leadership in New York City, apparently only 900,000 of the 1.2 million masks are going to be used here. 300,000 more will be sent on to New York City to help there.
I'm hoping that 900,000 masks is all they'll need for, I mean, at least the a month. Wouldn't you think? I mean, you would hope.
I have no idea.
Because I know that if in a perfect world, every time a nurse or a doctor goes in and talks to a new patient, you would have a new mask. You'd have a new mask and a new set of gloves. It's almost like this crazy ritual whenever you leave a patient's room and you come back out. It's a new set of gloves, hand sanitizer, put it back on. And then you leave the room, throw away the gloves, hand sanitizer, go into the next room, put a new set of gloves on. It's like one thing after the next. So you would hope that 900,000 masks should be enough. And if that's the case, good on Robert Kraft, man, because there's nothing right now that this city needs, and well, I mean, America needs more than, well, other than, of course, a vaccine. But second to that, it's something for the doctors to be able to protect themselves and help these people. So good on them. I mean, if the story's nuts. I think that today there might be like a little victory lap type thing, which they deserve it. It's funny. Like
they deserve it. For this, absolutely.
Yeah, totally. And, I mean, because, and it's one of those things where I can see it, you just get frustrated and go, well, all right, well, we can't win, so we have to think outside the box. And the fact that they were able to get the plane over there is nuts. But you're right. I mean, the stuff that they had to do to get over there, it reads almost like some crazy, like, Tom Clancy novel. Like, you know, to get it up there and the rules and the clock is ticking and you have to leave. So good on them. That's obviously great stuff.
Well, 900, I mean, yeah, because I guess you have to visit patients several times. So, yeah, 900,000 makes sense.
Yeah, and I saw...
There's not going to be 900,000 cases, obviously, in Boston.
No, but each person, you would say, if they're there, you know, that would be a decent amount of masks just for one person. But I don't know what hospital it was that I saw in the news this morning. It might have been Beth Israel. But just from necessity, they developed this thing that they had seen, something similar in South Korea. And it's this mask and glove-free coronavirus testing booth. So what it is, it's basically a glass case. And the glass case that they stand in, it's airlocked. And there are two big rubber arms that come out of it. So you can go, if you're a nurse or somebody who's administering the test, you can walk inside this glass booth, shut it, and you put your arms in these two big rubber arm things and give people tests and swab them and send it away without any of the virus getting into your booth. It's genius. It's something that obviously was made by necessity. If they had the right equipment, then they wouldn't need any of this stuff. But you've seen this. Like, people are making almost like MacGyver type of ventilators for these people. Like, you know, just like homemade ventilators in these hospitals that they've had to end up making. But yeah, I mean, what a cool story. And if that's the end of the fighting for it, that would be phenomenal. And maybe that will get other people. I don't know if, you know, you can just go to China and whether there's more of these and they were only able to buy 1.2 million. But I mean, don't you think that that's almost like a call out to all the other billionaire business owners that maybe you try to pull something like this?
Apparently the price tag for Kraft was $2 million just for the masks. That we're not talking about jet fuel and how much it cost to send the plane out there, but the price for the masks was $2 million.
I guess they bid on 1.7 million masks, but they were only able to get 1.2, and so I don't know if it's just a matter of scarcity. And you hope that the quality of these masks are good. You know what I mean? It's like you don't – I mean, there's been some questions, obviously, about some of the things. I know that there was an instance where I believe like France bought some and the masks weren't up to the standard that they had thought that they were going to be. Let's hope that that's the case. But, I mean, hey, the least you can do is make a move like this to try. So good on them, you know. In a sea of bad news, that is awesome news coming out of Foxborough.
Well, there's more pressing news, and I will read this from the news site that I'm on. For weeks, we were warned that this nation was in no way prepared for the havoc the coronavirus pandemic will rain upon us. And guess what? We probably should have listened to those warnings more closely. We know things are getting really unpredictable with every day's news cycle throwing us more curveballs than we can handle. But folks, yesterday might have been the day that finally broke us. It began with a single image. Upon the slightest bit of examination, appeared to infer a truly dangerous turn to the pandemic saga, and it is the nipples of Mr. Cuomo.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the Vice article? We asked professional piercers if Cuomo actually has nipple rings.
But we're really, really hoping our eyes are deceiving us here, but that's totally Governor Andrew Cuomo's nipple piercings, right? Alternative theories have been offered to dispel this potentially cursed bit of information, the most convincing of which is that Governor Cuomo innocently forgot to remove Band-Aids from his nipples after a morning run. But even if this is were the case, the phrase Andrew Nipple, Andrew Cuomo nipple chafe is still the least week's worth of nightmare fuel.
This is from the article that Vice did. They actually sent the picture to professional piercers to get their opinion. They said, Keith Nemerow, owner of Platinum Inc. in Austin, Texas, was slightly more certain. He said, it appears they are pierced very likely with a 5/8 barbell. Hard to guess the gauge, but likely 12 to 14 grams with what appear to be 5-millimeter balls at the end. But that's just an uneducated guess. Next person says, I don't want to speculate. It's hard to tell 100%. But
can't
we have
speculate.
A lot of... You can't speculate.
As a professional, you can't speculate.
He said, we have a lot of white-collar, middle-aged male clients with nipple or genital piercings, so it's really not that uncommon for a guy like him.
Well, if you got nipple piercings, you definitely got a Prince Albert. Because that's just pleasure for the ladies.
That's you just got it all just, over.
Yeah, you got to... I mean, at what point... I mean, when do you give up? I mean, you pierce both the nips... So the in the tattoo community, in the piercing community, it's believed that he does have them pierced.
They believe that it is that, yes.
Okay.
We have some really interesting calls right now. We have to take a break, though. We have to take a break. But I do want to take some of these calls.
All right. Especially line one.
But, yes.
Let's take a break, and we'll be right back with the calls.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. I just got back from the golf course where I actually played pretty well. Now it's back at home, back to the couch, and back to television. Listen. I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now. I'm just saying. Take care, and I hope you find something better to watch.
98.5, the sports hub. We are Toucher and Rich. That is O.J. Simpson, who had no relationships with white people whatsoever. He was so far removed from the white community that you can understand that he is. What is it with white people and Tigers? I don't know, O.J. Tell me. Look, every one of your friends was white.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. I just got back from the golf course where I actually played pretty well.
Great, a-hole. I almost... Awesome. In a time where we're not supposed to, be doing that. Thanks, jerk.
Now all of a sudden you're the, like, Farrakhan? I mean, like, seriously. You were married to a white woman. Your friends all were white. I mean, give me a break. What is it with white people? You tell me, OJ. You tell me what is it with white people. You know as well as I do. All of a sudden, he's Louis Farrakhan. What is it with white people? Yeah, as he comes off the golf course. Oh, my God. That is something else. He is a... That might be, out of all the things he said, the dumbest thing he's ever said. The most disingenuous, more than he didn't murder the people. That might be the most disingenuous thing he's ever said in his entire life. What is it with white people? Tell me. Your entire social circle was white. You were married to a white woman. My God.
Juice, no juice. You had David Schwimmer played your best friend in the TV version of it.
Yes, and everyone around him, if you notice, was a white person.
Whoa,
yeah, you end the show right now.
That's right.
All right. Train wreck on line one. We love train wreck.
Hey, Fred, what's up, brother?
What's up, kid? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I just realized my wife hates me because I've been alone with her too long.
I've actually been getting along with my wife, which is a little upsetting.
She doesn't know how to do crafts. I've lost my voice. I was singing too much, and then I blew it out, so that's why I sound hoarse. And I don't have the virus thing, nothing. I'm fine.
All right.
But, hey,
well,
I got my guitar amp on because I know you and Rich like the rock and roll and the Van Halen sound, and I didn't know if it'd be all right if I had your permission to fire this thing up and wake my wife up.
Hang on. You're going to give us rock and roll,
yeah, right
this morning,
now, brother. I'm sitting right in front of my amp. It's on. I just got to turn it up. My wife's going to hate me for this one, but oh well. She loves me. She said, "Yeah."
God,
you ready?
Just turn it up, baby. Let's get going. Let's hear some.
All right, I'm
going to
set you down, Fred. I'm going to set you down, brother. Old school, brother. BCN days.
All right, let's go.
Is he playing or not?
I don't know. It sounds like it's underwater.
Did he just walk away? Did he fall over? I don't know what's going on here.
It'd be great,
all right,
if
well,
he had his headphones in. And could
who would have
it?
Thought a call from Trainwreck would be a disaster?
It's a train wreck.
Dude, I can't hear anything.
No, all right, drop him. Wrecked him. And I was excited. I thought he was going to thrash for us.
Thought he was going to, yeah.
O.J. Simpson. What is it with white people and animals? I don't know. Ask Tyson, who had white tigers. Oh, my God.
Did you?
Is this the...
Yeah, Ron is dead. That's right.
Ron
that's
is
the,
dead.
The People versus O.J. Simpson, the worst acting in the history of TV, was the Ron is dead guy.
The man who played Ron Goldman is, or whatever, Goldman, did the worst acting performance I've ever seen. Ron is dead.
It was like cartoonish.
Ron is dead.
It's like, no one even cares.
No one cares.
So obviously there's been all these people now, you know, Shaq had to distance themselves from Joe Exotic after this whole thing came out. And now you've got Mike Tyson, who has been known to own a large animal. He was on
with white people.
It's like Ron is a footnote. It's right. Mike Tyson was talking to what's his name? Who's the dude? Joe Rogan. And he had this to say about people who own giant animals.
Charlie Murphy told us a story of you and him coming over your house in a limousine, and you had a, was it a lion or a tiger?
Tiger. So you must have a lion first, but you had the tiger.
Dude, what made you think you could get a tiger? Like, how did that even happen?
Hey, I'm in, this right? is really interesting. I'm in prison at the time. So I'm in prison, I'm talking to my car dealer at the time, and he has some cars that belong to a friend of mine, and he's discussing if he doesn't pay for these cars, I'm going to sell these cars to somebody and get some horses and stuff. I said, what, you can get horses and trade horses in for cars? Because I had a lot of cars, so I said, I'd probably get some horses too. And he said, yeah, man, you can get cougars, lions, tigers. So you do? Can you get me some tigers? He said, yeah. And the guy told me, and the guy said, man, imagine how cool that'd be. You'd be in an Aston Martin or a Ferrari, you have a tiger right next to you, man. That would be so awesome. And I'm a young guy. I'm in prison. I'm saying to myself, wow, that would be cool, right? I said, yeah, get me some cubs, man. Oh, and then when I came home, I had those cubs right there waiting for me.
Now, did it ever get – this is a crazy picture. You in your underwear with a tiger on a chain. That is one of the
– That's the champ is right, like, there.
That's you at peak crazy.
Yeah, insane.
Yeah.
Tom, what was going through my mind? Yeah. I don't know what made me think about – my friend said, Mike, you can get some awesome animals. And I'm saying, really? Are you serious? He said, really? I'm going to get some horses.
Everybody does it, though. That was one of the things about – what's his face from Narcos?
Oh, Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar.
He got like a zoo. Yeah.
Escobar had a whole crazy zoo. They all do it.
Once you get like that rich, you're like, just get some animals.
Yeah, you want to some animals. You know, you think some animals. Look at some animals. And they throw people in there with the lions and tigers, huh?
Yeah.
Get in there, you mother.
So there you go.
Obviously, so what have we learned? Basically, everyone who's owned an animal is insane. You hear them speak, and you're like, okay, Joe Exotic, yeah, Mike Tyson. Now, did Shaq actually own the big animals? Did he own a tiger?
He is denying that. But
okay, that's what I thought.
But I have a feeling that he might be fibbing. Because he is a little... if you're Shaq and you're that rich and you're that into tigers, you're not bringing one home? Like, I mean, you saw Joe Exotic. I mean, he has 10 million little tiger cubs. I mean, he'd shoot the things. I mean, you don't think if you're Shaq, you're bringing home a tiger cub?
White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone.
Oh, stop. What, white people? So foreign to white people. Yeah, you're Malcolm X, O.J. Simpson, with his inability to understand the white mind. If it was anyone else, I'd be like, okay. But O.J. Simpson, you don't get to play that card. You don't. That is not your card to play. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. And when I say a moment nowadays, I truly mean a moment.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.